Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixedupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style, life, and pretty much anything people will tolerate me talking about. Don't Mix In, episode 12. Today, we're going to talk about something that I think is pretty universal. It has to do with stress and the holidays. And we're going to talk about clothes a little bit too. But I wanted to take an episode just to talk about my tips for how I avoid stressing out during the holiday season. All right, so this episode is based on a blog post on mixedupwithcurves.com called 5 Ways to Avoid Stress This Holiday Season. So in this blog post, what you'll see is I have 5 tips for avoiding stress during the holiday season. So just like 5 things that I'm going to be doing this holiday season to avoid the stress fest, being on the pain train of the holiday season. What you will also see in this blog post is that I partnered up with Dress Barn, and I have a couple holiday outfits in the blog post that I'm talking about. And so I'll kind of reference those also in this episode. All right, let's hold that thought for a minute so we can hear about one of my sponsors. So let's get right into all the sources of stress during the holidays. I would say the first thing is just the really crazy expectations that you may have of yourself, of what you want to get done during this time. And then also what others expect of you too, and just what you need to get done. So this year, I wanted to change it up and not get caught up in the stress fest. One of the major reasons why I wanted to change things up is really because I needed to. I'm going to graduate school to get my doctorate. And so that's a pretty big time commitment. And I had to just really think about, how am I using my time? What am I doing? Why am I doing it? Who am I doing with? And who am I doing it for, right? So that was one of the impetus for me to change up how I approach the holiday season. All right, so let's just dive into my 5 tips on how to avoid stress during the holiday season. You know I'm always like gathering tips. So here's another list of some tips that I think are kind of helpful. So if you are following along on the blog, you will see this blog post is on mixedupwithcurves.com, and it's 5 tips on how not to stress during the holiday season. And you'll see the outfits there. I have the skirt from Dress Barn, and you will also see a dress from Dress Barn that is a black and white and with bell sleeves, and then the skirt is kind of an A-line with the floral print. So what I like about these 2 pieces or these 2 outfits is that they're very easy and comfortable. They don't look over the top Christmassy like I've talked about in the last episode, holiday style on a budget. So if you haven't listened to that, go ahead and check out episode 11, right? That's where we're on. I think this is 12. Anyway, so the blog post has those 2 outfits. You can go and check those out. And also you can see the tips in writing for those who are like more visual. So tip number 1, and the way I'm going to do these tips, I'm going to go ahead and like say my like previous plan and then my current plan. So for tip 1, my previous plan was buy gifts for all, and like this is coworkers and friends, and it just would get kind of crazy. So my current plan is gifts for some and goodies for all. Okay, so let me explain. What would happen when I was doing the gifts for all, I work at a school and there would be a lot of people that I'm buying little gifts for, and especially, well, and also would get gifts for like the teachers for my kids. And so I would get those lotions, you get like Bath and Body Works, and it's like $3 for $15. And so then I would turn into like, okay, I need 7. Well, that doesn't work, right? Because I should be buying 9. And then I'd end up, well, I'm going to buy 2 more. And so it turned into a bunch of nonsense. And I feel like it's just not that meaningful when I give the lotions to people. They know I thought about them, but it's just not, it's just kind of checking off the box, when it comes to giving gifts, that are all the same for everybody. And when you're getting gifts, there's like two, kind of stages to doing this, right? The first part is trying to figure out what you're going to give them. Should I give them the same thing I did last year? It's kind of boring, but it's safe. And then it's like going and getting it and waiting in line. And then you're stressed out about making sure you're able to get enough, like there's enough of whatever you're trying to get. So instead, what I'm going to do is gifts for some, just a handful of people. And then the rest, I'm going to make treats. And so that's something different. And, that way I'm not stressing about, 15, 20 people. I'm just going to be getting like 3 or 4 gifts, and then the rest are going to have something good to eat. For tip 2, it's related to tip 1. So before I was buying a bunch of gifts, now I'm going to make some gifts. So what I'm going to do and make an event of it, I'm going to be making a treat. I don't know if I want to disclose. Well, you know what? People who would be getting it are not going to be listening to my podcast. So let me stop for a second and like be in reality. So yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to be making toffee with my sister. She bakes really well. She knows what she's doing. And so I think it's going to be good. And I'll be able to have a good time, like being creative and making little tags. Maybe I'll use my Bitmoji. I don't know. Who knows? But just something that's going to be fun. And I think it'll be unexpected. They're waiting to get their lotions or a box of C's. And so I think they'll be excited that it was something that I took time to make. And because I'm making an event of it, I'll have fun with my sister. And that could be something like a new tradition that we start. Okay, the next tip, tip number 3, is my previous plan I used to procrastinate and leave everything till the last minute. The new plan is prioritize, get organized, and plan. So, procrastinating, in the blog post I was saying, it's cute for like an Instagram like caption, like, oh, look, I'm procrastinating. But it's not cute in real life. And it's just like self-created stress that I was, getting into the habit of doing. And then, you end up actually spending more money when you procrastinate. So then that does not work if you're on a budget. I think it takes the fun out of getting gifts or making things if you're just trying to stress and get it done because you didn't plan appropriately. So what I did in terms of like the planning and organizing, I prioritized the gifts that I'm like, I have less time to get because it's, maybe for my kid's teacher that will, I only have like what this week and next week to get that done. And my coworkers, because we're going to go off on our winter break. So just making sure I get those guys handled first. And we'll be doing the baking this weekend so that I'm ready to go. And then I can handle the other gifts I'd like to get. So that's something different I did this year. And just trying to not leave it all till the last minute. And I think that since I prioritize like who I need to get gifts for first and have a smaller list, I can really think about what I want to do and get them and enjoy it and not be like overwhelmed by having way more people to get things for and just feel like the list is endless. Tip 4 is talking about not comparing my holidays to everybody else's, which I think is really hard because of social media. So the previous plan was comparing my holidays to everybody's, and new plan is to realize that not to compare, but that no one has it all figured out. I think that I think people are talking about the fact that with social media, people are putting their highlights, things that are going great. They're not posting stuff that's just like a hot mess, things that are falling apart. They're showing you the best. It's almost like interviews, right? People are coming with their best, like, oh, what's your weakness? Oh, I just work too hard, or I'm too organized. So that's what people are doing when they're posting their picture. So just really, I think, thinking about, what's my own game plan and not focusing on everybody else has been something that's been helpful. So I think as a mom, one of the like prime examples of comparing is when I would get Christmas cards that, someone had sent and they arrive like week 1 of December and you're like, whoa, how did they get their kids in pictures? How did they get their act together? And you start going, shoot, I don't even know what we're doing. And it would just become really stressful. And for what, right? So my plan now is, you know, if we can get to getting a picture together, fine. If we don't, it's fine. If I really want to do a card, what I do is I just take all the images of my kids, you know, just a few of them, put them together and do that. But now I think with Facebook, people aren't even sending cards that much, and that's fine with me too. but my point was, you know, I would get something from someone else and be like, oh shoot, you know, how do I measure up to this? And it was just a bunch of nonsense. And it's for what, you know, people to put the Christmas card up on the mantle or that sort of thing, but it's not worth the stress. Just to do something to kind of keep up with other people. The other piece was in terms of comparing, I just remember being a kid, and because my parents were immigrants from Dominican Republic, we just didn't really have a lot of family here in California. So I would look at everybody else playing in the snow and what, I mean, not look at them, but, you know, hear about that and pictures and God, you know, I'm missing out. We don't have a big family. And you just realize now as an adult that this time of year stirs up a lot of emotions for people, a lot of family issues, family like unfinished business and that sort of thing. So I instead just really try to focus on enjoying the moments with my family, because you never know in a year from now what can be different or what could be different. So I think that has helped me too, is just trying to focus on what do I have, you know, available to me this year, like who is still in my life this year, and focusing on that versus like, oh, am I making a snowman like everybody else? And, you know, we're not, but, you know, you get what my point is just really focusing on that you have people here that you never know what can be going on in your life and their lives in a year from now, because so much changes. So tip five is kind of connected to tip four, in that, like I just mentioned, that the holidays can be really stressful emotionally for a lot of people. They're just trying to get through it, just because whatever relationship dynamics they have or family issues. So what I like to do is keep the drama in my clothes and not keep the drama out of relationships. And, you know, if you have people, luckily I don't have a lot of nonsense expectations because my family is pretty small. But if you do, I really think it's important to set boundaries, right, on what you're going to be okay with during the holiday season, what you're not. So if I want to put another like empanada in my mouth, I want to eat something, no one's going to tell me anything because they know I'm not going to respond to that. So I think it's important just, you know, like, if you had people during Thanksgiving asking you about, are you married? Are you having kids? All that, just really setting those boundaries so that you can enjoy your holiday season and keep the drama in the clothes and not in the conversations, because that's where it belongs, right? So I want to take a moment and just talk about the clothes in this post that I have featured. So in this post, I have a black and white dress. I like black and white a lot. There was an option for a red dress from Dress Barn, but I really like this black and white one. Why? Because that means I can wear it throughout the seasons, right? It's not going to be specific to the holiday season. So what I like about both of these outfits, the dress has like bell sleeves and a little bit of white piping. The fit, it's really comfortable. I'm wearing like a size 16 and it's actually a Calvin Klein dress. And the skirt is like a, you know, a circle, like A-line skirt. And it's just real comfortable, pull on. And then it has kind of like a floral print and it's red. But both of them, they're pretty comfortable and not over the top. But what I like, I see these as like a classic with a twist. And I like that because, again, it'd be something that I can wear again. And it's not going to be like, ooh, like a little too much. It's just right. And it's comfortable. The skirt, I wore it just with a black top, with a tie neck. I'm really into tie necks lately, if you haven't noticed. And I feel like the skirt can be worn with or without tights, but I just opted for just some basic black heels and then a tie neck top, and then I just a little kind of a boxy little chain purse that I've been on repeat wearing, and I feel like it's just a real simple look, and it just allows the skirt to kind of pop a bit. So if you go ahead and head over to the blog post, you will see both of those outfits. These are sponsored pieces, so full disclosure on that. But I want you to know, whenever I do have like a sponsored post on my blog or my Instagram, I really only, you know, select things that I love and that I think you will like, that, you know, that I'm like, oh, this would be good. Kind of like if I was shopping for a girlfriend type of thing. So these two pieces I loved. I love the way they fit. And I just wanted to add them here on my blog post just because they're also kind of holiday looks. All right. So there you have it. Those are my 5 tips on how to avoid stress during the holiday season. And if you want more information, go ahead and head over to mixupwithcurves.com. I'm going to link the blog post that this episode is based on, 5 tips on how to avoid stress during the holiday season. It will be linked in the show notes for you. On the blog post, you can go and see that black dress with the bell sleeves and the white piping. It's super cute and comfortable. And this skirt, it's like a floral print, also from Dress Barn, and really comfortable as well. And you'll see the other items that I styled it with that are linked in the blog post as well. So if you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review. So I'll know what you like, what you don't like, what you want me to stop talking about, that sort of thing. Check out my Patreon so that you can help me in the development of the content that is meaningful for you. If you want to find me hanging around, you can always find me at Instagram at my handle, Mixed Up With Curves. If you don't want to find me, that's okay. But you know where I'm at. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.